Good morning, it's Becca.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, I saw you called late last night.
No, it's all good. I had an interesting inquiry come in late last night, so I was just trying to give you a call to check in. I'm looking for a couple. I'm still looking for that champagne colored stone, but I was also calling because I had an interesting inquiry come in for another green marquee diamond, but this time he's looking for a lab stone or a natural stone.
So caller enhanced, I'd assume.
He'd be okay with that. It doesn't have to be 100% natural because he understands he'd basically be buying a car.
You'd be probably buying the White House. It'd be well over $1 million.
Yeah, so he's very understanding of it. Still, whether it's lab created or a natural stone, in some way it's going to be touched by a lab synthesis or lab process from either treatment or lab treatment.
Okay.
So he's fine with that. But we're looking for like a 1 carat size. That's why I was like, it might be a weird thing because it's just a smaller size.
Okay, do you need it? GIA or no?
It doesn't have to be. He would prefer to have some paper if possible. He didn't just, and he didn't specify a type of green either. So, that's also part of it is kind of letting him know. It's not like if he had a specific color, he needed to kind of let me know. And he said he's open to seeing what we can find. And, so, yeah.
Do you need like
And then.
more hand? Do you need like light green, hunter green?
Honestly, it sounds weird. I would say anything in the middle, like a nice vibrant color, but it's not too yellow, like definitely a nice defined green.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he'd be open to like a teal if it has a teal like tone to it as well. He wouldn't, not, but definitely he wanted on the natural side, and he said if we find a lab stone to compare it to, he'd be happy to look at that just so, he feels like he's being able to look at whatever options are presented to him.
Okay. All right,
Yeah.
let me go on the hunt for you, and I'll look around.
Yes, I was also I'll double check too. I feel like there's something else I was on the hunt for in terms of diamonds, but I will I'll just keep an eye out for your call, and if anything, I'll send you an email with any additional inquiries.
You want to check real quick? I don't know if you write things down. I could go on hold. I'm in no rush. Or you could email me. It's up to you.
I feel like I'm looking for one of those criss-cut cushions. I'm looking for like a 2 carat criss, like elongated, like criss-cut cushion. And then like a 2 carat traditional cushion.
Is this natural or lab?
Lab, or not too traditional, a lab, a regular like traditionally faceted elongated cushion.
Okay, I have those.
Okay.
Do you need one?
I would say, well, and he is going to call me to let me know because he's got interesting availability, so he was going to call me today to let me know the soonest he's going to be able to come in to specifically look at anything that we're ordering for him. So I'm hopeful to hear from him soon, but I think those are the only two right now.
Okay, do you need one of these sent things? I do have a beautiful EVS one for like around $600.
Is it the elongated cushion?
Yeah.
Just the regular elongated cushion on the criss
Uh-huh.
cut? Yeah, if you want to send that in, how long would I be able to have that on memo though? Because I don't know if I'll be able to see him until like next Monday or Tuesday.
Probably the month.
Oh, okay. As long as that's okay, I just want to make sure. Because I know the fancy ones, as soon as I have them, I told the guy like he's gonna have to come in and look at them. So.
Yeah. Oh, let me see if I have any. Hang on. Ooh, I have a criss cut old mine too. That old mine
Okay.
is the criss cut is what you're looking for.
What's the size on it?
201 EVVS2 for $650.
Yeah, if you want to send those two to me on memo, for now, at least for that client, because that might give me time to try and find bezels for him to look at, because he wants it like. Are either of them like really tall? Like, what's the height on the first one?
They're both 130 ratio, so they're elongated pretty well.
Okay. That's the only thing, because I know he wants to put them on a bezel. She is a park ranger, so she's, like, outside doing stuff all day, so he wants to make sure it's, like, super low. Okay. Yeah. If you want to send those to me on memo, and then at least I could put them to a side while I'm looking for bands for him, and if he can come in over the weekend, that's even better.
Beautiful. Sounds good. You'll have them tomorrow, and then, you should... If I need them back, I'll call you, but it shouldn't be a problem.
And then you just let me know about the green and brown diamonds. It sounds weird. My client...
The brown can't be natural.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my next thing I was going to say, is he has a little bit of a budget. I want to say, like, he could probably spend, like, upwards of, like, $4,500 on a stone. So that's why if you have any naturals that are somewhere in, like, the 1.5 to, like, 1.75 range that are natural, that are very, like... brilliant. I know he really wants to have a nice, like, because the clarity is, having a stone that color with the clarity is really what he's paying for, and it's expensive, so that's why it's kind of tricky. But I haven't been able, like, I don't think anybody's been able to get back to me about any other, other brown lab stones I've reached out to them about, so that's why I was kind of like, I'd be happy to consider a natural, but if you want to send me maybe photos of what they look like, just so I can make sure, like, it's what he's going to want to see, because he seems to be more picky on the color than anything.
All right, awesome. This one's tougher, because if it's natural, they'd be able to find it in a second, but I'm going to be honest with you, when I put in lab-grown requests for them to find, they're like, Jesus, Dustin, come on. But, like, I mean...
Well, exactly, and that's why I was like, I can't even... even finding an orange... You know, like a brownish orange or something that isn't too pink, or like a pinkish brown. It's like, yeah, it's more pink than brown. It's kind of like weird you describe it that way, but like,
yeah.
So like that's been, and I told him like that's something that will take more time than anything. Is probably finding the actual stones. You just putting the band together. It's such a simple band, but it's like because you came in such a specific shape, size and color, and because he wants to stay lab. But if I can find it natural for him to compare it to something, I'd love to be able to do that. Because do you have any nice radiance either? He said he'd be open to a radiant, or the cushion, like the regular square cushion. I think he looked at the elongated radiant. We have one here that's like a Q, and he liked that it had like the octagonal corners. And it's not too long, but it's definitely, like, elongated. So I don't know how to explain it. It's very radiant, like the traditional radiant ratio, but it's just the color. I told him, like, the color is what you're paying for. That's
right.
That's 100% the situation. You know, whether it's natural or lab, you're paying for a very specific color. So whoever has that material and has material for the stone to be cut into that is going to charge you for it because nobody else has that right now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't have anything right now, so I got to look, and then
yeah.
I will call you back. I'm going to put the request in with the green marquee.
It sounds silly. If I don't know if that other one you sent me a couple weeks ago is still available to send back to me. I almost want to tell you to send it back so I can keep it.
Which one is that?
You sent me, let me pull it up. I'm going to pull up the, I was trying to look it up on your website.
Oh, the 1810 screen?
Mm-hmm, that one that you sent me a couple weeks ago. Because that one, I think, honestly, if you still have it or if it could still be resent back to me, it'd be something that we would probably end up having, like, keep on hand just because.
Like, to buy it?
Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, I told Lane, like, we thought about keeping it last time. We're like, well, there was a chance of someone else asking for this, and now someone's here asking for it. We're like, are you kidding? Like, we just sent that back. So that's why I was like, dang. But, yeah, you just let me know what you can find.
All right, sounds good. We'll do.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.